right, I've got the food. Dee's not here right now, so Kiernan's in her place with the beer. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is time to feed the resistance. Thanks today to Brennan's Market. Make your gathering memorable with Brennan's. And what I did this week, because we welcomed that new sponsor, Brennan's Market, a couple of weeks ago.
We love Brennan's.
Yeah, we love Brennan's. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to kind of wander the aisles of Brennan's and see what hits me. And while you're wandering the aisles of Brennan's, you will see lots of little recipe cards scattered throughout the aisles of Brennan's, basically giving you ideas of what to use some of the food that maybe you wouldn't know what to do with.
How convenient.
Yeah. How can I use this? How can I put this together? So what I found, one of those cards was for mango chutney chicken curry.
Ooh.
It's a pretty simple recipe. They've got the pre-made mango chutney, which I've made before on my own. It takes some time. So mm-hmm. I was glad they had the pre-made mango chutney. With that, it's just some chicken cut up into cubes and a few other spices, curry in there, and some garlic and salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it all up, put the mango chutney in there, put a little coconut milk in there, and then let it simmer for a while. And that was the end of that. Serve it over rice.
Yum.
It was that simple. My wife, Laura, and I had it last night. I would say next time I make it, I'm going to add a little more of both the mango chutney and the coconut milk to it, because I like it a little creamier, a little saucier, if you will.
Yeah.
But other than that, the taste is fantastic. The chutney on its own is amazing.
It smells really good.
And yeah, we were real happy with it. So, yay. What do we got for beer to go with this?
For beer, we have the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA. It is a 7.5. It is a nice fruity, hazy IPA. Should bring out the fruit flavor in the mango chutney.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking when you brought that one up. I thought, yeah, the fruity, juicy IPA next to that, the fruits of the mango. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I've had the beer before and I like it, so we'll see how the pairing is.
I also tossed a few peanuts on the top of that just because it seemed like it needed peanuts on top of it. So
yes.
That's where I went with it.
A garnish.
Yeah, a little garnish for it. So let's give it a shot and see what this tastes like.
Okay.
I did add a little more of the chutney when I reheated it this morning, but so it's much fruitier than it was last night.
Mm. Wow, that's really good.
The other thing I thought of last night as we were eating it, and I believe there are currants in the chutney itself, but I thought some currants over the top would be good as well.
Mm.
Just add another little pop of fruit in there.
Another nice garnish you could find at Brennan's.
That's very good. You're good at that. You should be a salesperson.
Honestly, at Brennan's, I like their sandwiches that you get at the deli. And even just going there.
Yeah, I walked by your office one day and you were eating this amazing looking sandwich. I'm like, where did you get that? And she's like, Brennan's?
Oh my gosh.
Really? I got to go back to Brennan's.
It's so good. And their employees are so sweet. Even going back just a few weeks in a row, they were starting to recognize me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they're so nice, so friendly. They'll help you with anything.
Amazing selection of cheeses.
Yes.
Amazing selections of beers and wines. So make sure you check that out. And fresh fruit.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably getting pretty close to the peach time.
Ooh.
And I know they bring in just some of the best
produce,
what they call chin dripping peaches in the world. So make sure you check that out as well. All right. I think another success as far as the pairing goes.
Yes.
Thank
lovely.
You very much. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks to Brennan's Market, Wisconsin's favorite specialty market, every Friday right about this time on The Resistance.